starting a nun chasim at Aleph, about 8 lines down. Tan Rabbanan, Roach Lucy Solma Baruch Chacham Arazim. If you see many Jews all together, you make the Baruch of Chacham Arazim, Shein Tan Don Lazeh, because none of their minds are the same, Rapertzvian Don Lazeh, because their faces don't look the same. Ben Zoma, Roach Lucy Algat Mala Harabais. Ben Zoma saw a whole multitude of people on top of Mala Harabais, and Baruch Chacham Arazim, they made the Baruch of Baruch Baruch Olu Lisham Sheni, and Baruch Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch created all these to serve me. There were many different toils that Adam Rishon had to have until he found bread to eat. Charish Zara Katzar Amar Dash Zara Bor Tachim Hirkdish Hirkid Lush the off of Arkachol. He had to plow, plant, reap, pile up, thresh, winnow, separate, grind, sift, knead, and then bake. And then he was able to leave. I bet I could just buy something in the shuk. Think of how many things Adam Rishon had to do in order to find clothing to wear. He had to twist and then clean and then afterwards scatter. So he had to cut off the wool and then he had to whiten it. Then he had to scatter the wool in some way. Then he had to spin it and then weave it. And after he could have a bag. I could find in the shuk. All the different nations and different umnios, different trades, they come in front of my house. I find everything there. So that's why he said in Lisham Sheni. He used to say, what does a good guest say? How many good things does Balabais do for me? How much meat did he give in front of me? How much wine? How many snacks? What did he do? One thing of bread, one piece of meat. I just drank one cup. Just did it for his wife and his kids, and I was just there. I'll tell him what to say about a good guy. Zohar ki tashki palo. He remembers that it shows all the great things of his works that people sing about it. People will see him and they'll try to stay away from him. The man during the days of Shaul was an old man, right? He was an old man. Coming of age upon all the other people, Rav Yitzchak and Rav Zvid, Yitzchak and Rav Zvid, is that Yishai Avidavid refers to Yishai, the father of Darsh Yatzah Bochlusa, Nechnas Bochlusa, Darsh Bochlusa. Every time he went, he had a multitude of people with him, when he went out, when he went in, as well as when he darshened Amra Ula, Nechatin and Ochlusa Bavo, there's no such thing in Bavo Tani, and Ochlusa Bavo's Mishish Rebo, there's no such thing as an Ochlusa less than 600,000 people. Turn Rabban and Rochach Mesrol, you say the Chachom Mesrol, you say the Baruch Shacholach Mechachma Solirei, if he gave of his Chachma to his feared ones. Call me Abdul Chavim by non Jews, Baruch Shanasu Mechachma Libri Yosef, he gave from his Chachma to his creation. He portioned from his honor those who fear him. Person always try to run to greet Malchi Yisrael, not just Jewish kings, but also non-Jewish kings. If you're Zoche, you can tell the difference between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yakum. Rashishis was blind. So everybody's going to greet the king, and Rashishis went with. Where are these broken barrels? Are they going to the river? Why would you go see the king if you can't see him? Come with me. I'm going to show you that I know more than you. He heard the first troops come by and it was really loud. I'm like, the king is coming. He's not coming. It was very loud. I'm like, now the king is coming. That's not the king. The third one came by. It was very quiet. I'm like, now the king is coming. Where do you get that? Because the Malchus down here is like the Malchus up above. Go and stand on the mountain in front of Hashem and Hashem. Over, Hashem is going to have a rock to look chazak. Mefarik harim. There's a big, strong wind that's breaking the mountains. Meshabr slaim. Lifting Hashem and breaking the mountain, the rocks in front of Hashem. Lo b'rosh Hashem, but Hashem is not in the wind. Bachuruach rush. After that, there's a storm. Lo b'rosh Hashem, but Hashem is not in the storm. Bachurash eish. And after that, there's fire. Lo b'eish Hashem, but Hashem is not in the fire. Achreish kol tumam dak. There's a thin, cool sound. When the king got up, Rav Shishis got up and made a brach, even though he couldn't see him. What, you're not seeing him, you can make the brach. So what happened to that tzeduki at the end of the day? His friends blinded his eye when they were trying to help him. Rav Shishis himself looked at him and turned into a pile of bones. Rav Shishis nagged the lugabra to ball mitzvahs. Oshila whipped this guy who was together with an Egyptian woman. So he went, and he told her the Lashon Hara was given over to the king about Rav Shila, what he just said. There's a man among the Jews. He's judging cases without permission from the king. There was an army that went after him. Why do you give this guy Malkus? He was together with a female donkey. Do you have witness? He said, yeah. Eliyahu came, appeared like another man, and he testified. Then he's chayv death. Listen, we, from the day that we have exiled from our land, we don't have permission to kill anybody. Whatever you want to do, you can go out and do. When they're looking at the din, to you, Hashem, is the greatness and strength, etc. So what do you just say? We said to them, this is what I'm saying. Blessed is the king that gave a malchus in the land like the malchus of the heavens, and gave you rulership as well as rachamim and dinam ruchaviva. Do you really love the honor of the kingdom so much? They gave him the ability to judge. Amalei, don't you need to judge? When he went out, Amalei, who God for this guy said, does God really do nisim for lies like this? Amalei, Rasha, you don't think that the non-Jews are called donkeys? These are Shabbosachamor and Bisarim, right? They have the flesh of donkeys. Therefore, that's why I said female donkey. He saw that the guy was going to go back and tell them that he called them a donkey. Amalei, I wrote if who's a wrote about them. If somebody tries to kill you, you have to kill him first. So he hit him with the staff that he had just gotten in order to judge, and he killed him. Since I got a nace that happened to me with this pasuk, I'm going to darshan it. You have greatness. That's referring to my spiritual kingdom. Right, that's referring to Yitzhak by Vatifaris. So Chama Levanosh Amdola Yoshua, that's the son of the moon that stood up for Yoshua when he in the middle of the worship of Ayidom Hashem Yerachamad. They all stood. By Netach Zumel Vajromi, that's the downfall of Rome Gechenu Omer. By Yez Nitzcham Al Bigadai. That was Muhammad Nachalayon that we mentioned before with S. Vahiv. And therefore, I guess, I don't know where Hod comes into that place. That's the war of Sisra. They fought in the heavens. The stars fought in the heavens. You have the kingdoms. Because they have the hand on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the end, he's going to destroy Gog and Magog. Gog, the king of Magog. There's the prince Gog, the king of Meshach Tuval, etc. The Chol Rosh. Amar. Even the head of the pit diggers, they were appointed by God. We learn from Rabbi Kiva, Lachosh Magduz, who creates Yamsuv, Agvuruz, and Makas Bechoros, Tiferz, and Matan Torah, and Netzach, Zerushalayim, and Ahod, Zubis Mitzvah. Those are all the great things we mentioned right over there. Okay, we have Nunches, Amad Beis, top of the Gaftan, Rabban, and Roel, Bati Yisrael, Yishuv, and you see the house of Yisrael, while they're settled, Lemar, Baruch, Metziv, Gvul, Amana, Baruch Hashem, that he set up the borders of the Amana, Bechor, Banu, when they're destroyed, and Baruch, the NMS. Bati of the Chavim, the houses of the Chavim, Yishuv, and Omer, Beis, Geim, Yisach Hashem, the house of those who have too much ego, they should destroy Hashem, Bechor, Banu, when they were destroyed, Omer, right, you talked about Kadosh Baruch Hu that way. May Hashem be the God of vengeance. Ula, Varavchaz, Avakaz, Baruch Hu, Ulam, Rochaz, Rochaz, walking on the road, Gimato, Apisul, Virochan, Avachin, Loi. When they came to the house of Rav Chan, Avachin, Loi, Rechista bent and groaned. Why do you groan? Groaning breaks half of your body. Right, you groan and it breaks your loins. Why would you groan? It kills your whole body. When they say to you, why are you groaning? You're going to say, when the bad news came in, and everybody melted. How could I not groan? This is the house of Yosef. 60 bakers in there. 60 bakers in there. And they would bake for whatever, whoever needed, right? Lo shakol yada min kisa, right? The suffer duma ani duma asin. He never took his hand out of his pocket because he was afraid that an ani, the son of good people, would come along. Vatamata le kisa, come up, and he'd be embarrassed by the time he put his hand into his pocket. So after pesikim le arba bavi le arba ruchos alma, and he had four doors to all four sides. We called that aisle kafin. Now because of everybody went in hungry, would come out satisfied. Vahu shadu le chit v'sarav v'shnevitzor zavroi. He would throw wheat and barley during the years of famine outside. The whole man the kisifa milsa. Anybody who was embarrassed, le meshkol biyamans to take during the day. Also v'shakol b'leilu would take at night. Hashen alpo betala, and look, it's fallen to a mountain. V'lo esnach, you don't think I should grown. I'm the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Shachar, the day the base of Mitzvah was destroyed, and there was a Gzera made on the houses of Tzidikim, they shall all be destroyed, and the Hashem's Hakos, and the ears of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lobatim Rabin, Lashama, you all the houses of those that are many, that we destroyed, could only tell me, there won't be anybody living there. Rabbi Yochanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachzir, and Lishuv, and Hashem, and will bring them back, Shem, Hashem, Allah, David, Abot, Kham, Hashem, Kar Tzion, he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the mountain of Tzion, Mahar Tzion, Asir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachzir, and Lishuv, just like Har Tzion, Hashem is going to bring back up to Anishal Tzidikim, Asir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Lishuv, and so to the house of Tzidikim, they're going to be brought back. Hazulim Yashadeh, he saw that wasn't enough. Right, when he saw such a thing, that wasn't enough. Amalei, Zahil Avijay Karabah. Listen, the Eved should be like the master, just like the master is living in a destroyed Beis Mitosh. The Eved should live in a destroyed house as well. And that's the reason why that happened to the house of When you see Kibri Yisrael, meaning go to a basic kavaros that's Jewish, you say the following bracha. Bracha Shir Yatzar Eschamidin, he created you within, Vizan Eschamidin, and he gave you parnas within, Vechilkal Eschamidin, and give you everything you needed within, Vasav Eschamidin, and he'll gather you away in Din, Vasav Akim Chamidin, and he'll eventually bring you to Chias Mason within. Marbid Ravina Masan Bemishmid Rav Nachman, Marbid Ravina's ended in the name of Rav Nachman, Yodem Mispar Kulcham, he knows the numbers of all of you, who Asid Lechayoscham, he's going to bring you back up, Lechayim Mishcham, Baruch Machaya Hamesim. Right, he's going to bring you, Baruch HaTosham, Lechayim Mason, Kibri Akum, by Kibri Akum, we say, Bosha Imcham, we already mentioned them before, your mother is embarrassed. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. If you see your friend after 30 days, make a baruch shachianu. After 12 months, you make a baruch machayim mesim. Now we don't do that anymore. We do it without shem b'malchus usually because we're not so sure. But in theory, you can make a shachianu and a machayim mesim. Amarav. Yeah, especially if you might have texted him or something like that in between. Amarav. Ain't a mace b'shachai when a little achrish name was a chodesh. A mace is never forgotten in the heart until after 12 months. Shemar nishkach to mace milev. Hezekli oved. I have been forgotten like a heart, like a mace from the heart. I am like a lost kli. A par rohnu b'ri Yoshua kavakazu v'orcha. They walk in the order of v'orcha v'rechanin b'ri d'ravika. They met v'rechanin b'ri d'ravika milev. Badi chazinu when we saw you, Rapap and rohnu b'ri Yoshua said v'rechanin lechtarti. We need two brachas on you. Bracha shachol and chamos and lirev. You're tam chachom. So we made the bracha of asher cholak and shachianu because we haven't seen you in 30 days. I'm lehu. Ananami kivu. So said Rav Chanina, when I saw you, Chashazvinu alai alui kishis and rivon based draw, I consider to be as great as 600,000 people in Israel, but Rechna alaihu tuaso. And therefore, I made three brachas on you. Hanatarti, those two brachas, Baruch HaChamarazim, as well as Baruch HaChamarazim. I'm like, Chachim is kulei hai, come on. You're being smart like that. Yavu Be'enayu, they put their eyes upon him, Shachav, and he died. Rav Chanina should not have said such a thing. That's not the right thing to say to Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua, even though they were as smart as 600,000 people. Nobody's equal to that except for Moshe Rabbeinu himself. From Yeshua Ben-Leva, Ruah Zabahakanim, Omer Roshan Abriyas. When you see people that are ultimately red, very, very red all over their body, make the Baruch HaMashan Abriyas, Mesve, Ruah Zakushi, Vezakichor, Vezalu Valkan, Vezakapach, Vezananas, Vezadjard Kinos, Omer Roshan Abriyas. If you see a Kushi, which back then meant a black man that they weren't used to seeing, or rose color person, or albino, or a guy with a massive stomach or a midget, or somebody who has a messed up mouth, you make the bracha Mashan Abrios. As a kidev as a zoom of his petuya, a rosh vesachib, as a mukashim, as a vohaknim, or a brota and emes. If you see somebody who's a cut off leg, or somebody who's blind, or somebody has hairs that are stuck to his head in a weird way, or somebody is lame, or somebody has boils all over his body, or a bohaknim, and that's what we're talking about, these red people, you make brota and emes. You don't make a bracha Mashan Abrios, you make dana emes. It depends. If he's from his mother's stomach, or it happened after he got born, right? So if it's happened, if he was born that way, then he becomes Shana Brios. If it happened after he was born, then you say Baruch Dynamis. Take an Amidikitani, do me the Kitea Shmami. Now it's like a Kitea, a guy who has his leg cut off, so it happened later on. That's why you make a Dynamis on it. Terrapana, Ruah Peel, Kof, the Kipov on Baruch Shana Brios. If you see an elephant, a monkey, or a Kipov, which we said before is a little bit of an owl maybe, make the Baruch Shana Brios. Ruah Brios, Tovus, Vilano, Sovus, and Baruch Shah, Kachalo, Baalama. If you see beautiful trees, beautiful creations in the world, you say Kachalo, Baalama. You do that technically by beautiful people as well. We hold nowadays that when you see wondrous animals you've never seen before, you make a Baruch Hashan and Brios by a peel and a kof and a kippah. It was very rare to find something, but if you're so shocked by it, you can't believe that exists, then you could make that Baruch HaLazikin. Ma'isik, what are Zikin? Amar Shmuel Kol Chavid HaShavid, it's a shooting star. Amar Shmuel Nihirin Lishvili Dishmaikiv Shvili Dinardol. Shmuel said, the paths of the heavens are as clear to me as a path of Nardol. Labarmi Kol Chavid HaShavid, except for this shooting star, Lidana Manu. I have no idea what it is. Gemir Lulavid Kisla, but I know that it never passes Orion. Vyavar Kisla Charav Alma. But if it does pass Orion, the whole world's going to be destroyed. But sometimes we do see shooting stars past Orion. Zivya hu d'avar. Maybe you see the shine, but you don't see the actual star. Mitzchazik d'avar ihu. It looks like it's going by, but it's not actually going by. So we don't know exactly what that means. Rav Huna b'Rav Yoshua amar vilun hu d'makarav galgal. You know what this is? Not exactly a shooting star. It's a window in the sky that's torn open in the Galgal, in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows that to go around the earth, and it looks like the heavens, these light from behind the heavens, is coming in. It's a star that goes up from one side of Orion, and it sees it from Mehalkis on the other side. Me voice, it gets scared of Mexican over, and it looks like it's passing by, but it really shovels back. A weird thing trying to attribute such human attributes to stars. Shmuel Rami. Shmuel gave a steer. Ksiv Osa Osh Ksil Vakima. Ksiv Osa Kima Vaksil. So it says Osh, which is some type of a constellation. Ksil and Kima. Right? Ksil is Orion and Kima is something else. Ksiv Osa Kima Ksil and then Kima and then Ksil. So which order is it? What happened to Osh? Haketan Omalacham Shok Ksil Lo Niskaim Olim Nitzin Shok Kima. Well, you have to understand, Orion brings heat to the world and Kima brings cold. If not for Orion, then the cold of Kima would destroy the world. And if not for what Kima has, the whole world would warm up because of what Ksil has. Gemir, we have a tradition. If not for the tail of the scorpion that's placed in Ardino, Kolman to have a trika le'akba, anybody who's bitten by a scorpion or stung by a scorpion, nobody would live. Right, so because of that, I guess the Akrav up above was not given as much of. That's why Hashem said to Iyuv, do you realize what's going on in the stars above my Kima? What is Kima? It's about 100 stars in one little area. Some say they're gathered together. Some say they're very scattered apart. But it looks to us like they're together. My Osh, it's something in my Yuta. It's the tail of the Tla in the heavens. Some say it's the head of the calf. It makes more sense to say it's the tail of the Tla. Ayish consoles itself on its children that were lost. Amachasir, it must be something's missing. And it looks like it's hanging behind it. And the reason why it goes after it, it's saying, oh, give me my children back, give me my other stars back. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the Mabul to the world, he brought two stars out of Kimi, and then he brought the Mabul when he wanted to close it up. Stop it, in other words, so he took it from Ayish and put it back, and he never returned it to Ayish. Why not bring it back? So you wouldn't be able to fill up the pit from the dirt around you. Right? We wouldn't want to make the accuser into the defendant. When I give it two other stars, just create two new stars. No, nothing new. Can't make new stars like them. In the future, there will be stars that are returned to Ayish. It will be consoled over that. A lot of these Gemaras, we just don't know. You'd have to be a real astronomer and astrologer to really understand it, but that's what the Gemara says. We're up to the two dots in Nintesim and Aleph, about 10 lines down.